Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's our last show before Thanksgiving, Tony. Remember when you used to host this episode dressed like a turkey?
Ta-da! What do you think?
You saved it.
What do you think? It's a good hat.
Yeah,
it's
that costume made it from the studio to the attic to the basement.
It's very
wow.
nice.
Wow.
I mean, the body of it isn't so great, but the hat makes it, I think. Welcome to our PTI Thanksgiving special, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Steelers fire Matt Canada, Tom Brady skewers the NFL, and we present our turkeys of the year. But we begin today with last night's Philadelphia win in Kansas City, 21-17, as the Chiefs failed to score in the second half for a third straight game. The Chiefs had scoring opportunities in the fourth quarter, but a fumble in the red zone by Travis Kelce and a drop pass by Marquez Valdes-Scantling left the Chiefs short. Wilbon, did the Eagles beat the Chiefs, or did the Chiefs beat themselves?
Yeah, there's a lot of both going on there, but the Chiefs have been doing this all season. I mean, we've been talking about dropped passes and receivers not separating. I've been hearing that for all the X and O chalk talkers. Been hearing that since week one, maybe even the preseason. And so, Tony, I don't know what they can do about that. There's been enough time since opening week that you would think, if it's going to get better, then it should be better. But it wasn't better last night. And I was trying to provide some excuse with the rain, the wet conditions and all that. And I was watching in a room of tough critics who were saying, no. Stop making excuses for the Chiefs. So, Tony, I thought the Eagles, obviously, they played pretty darn well. They played a big, strong, tough, road game. They go out to Kansas City, which is arguably the toughest place to play in the NFL, arguably.
One of the two or three,
with Philly being one and Green Bay being one. They went out there and they won. So I'm not going to make any more excuses for the Chiefs right now. You notice I didn't mention their offensive coordinator just yet. But Andy Reid better start getting involved if they want to do more than just get to a championship game.
Okay, so I am not going to be ambiguous about my answer. My answer is the Chiefs beat themselves. I don't want to take anything away from Philadelphia. It's very hard to go on the road against a good team and win, particularly in bad weather. The Eagles are a solid team. They're solid all year. Jalen Hurts is a solid quarterback. He's solid all year. I had him MVP last year, even though he didn't win it.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts in his last 25 regular season games is 23-2, so he's not going to beat himself. The Chiefs last night should have won the game, Mike. They left at least 10 points on the ground in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
If Kelce doesn't fumble, they're on the 10-yard line. They're going to get three. If the wide receiver catches a very catchable ball, they're going to get seven, and they're going to win, right? I think you have to say that. I think they're going to win at that point. Now, the problem they've got is, as you say, they've had other drops. And the problem they've got is this is not the first game where they did not score in the second half. But I will tell you this, Mike. It's a big win for Philadelphia. They will take confidence from it. I think the Chiefs will slough it off saying we should have won. In 2 months, if they meet in the Super Bowl on a neutral site, I don't think you can pick one team over the other based on this game.
I agree.
What I'm saying.
Tony, we'll agree on that. I don't think any but the Philadelphia Eagles are the best team. Not beating yourself is an attribute. Not beating yourself is to be credited.
Yes.
And the Chiefs,
they're a solid team.
They've got this flaw. I don't know what the source of it is, but they're not going to go out and get Lynn Swann to put in the lineup at wide receiver between now and the start of the playoffs.
If I'm watching that game last night, my question for Andy Reid is, where's Tyreek Hill when you need him? Because he makes that play. He makes the play.
He's not walking through that door. He's not. So, the Chiefs aren't the only team with an offensive coordinator problem. See what I did there? The Steelers today fired offensive coordinator Matt Canada. Pittsburgh is 6-4, but has a negative point differential and has been outgained in every single game this season, which is amazing. The Steelers haven't made an in-season coaching change since 1941. So, Tony, what does it tell you that they're doing it now?
Well, this has been building up for quite some time, from like the first game or second home game. Steelers fans would chant in the stands, fire Canada.
The Penguins fans. Penguins were doing that.
That's right. Everybody would do it.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger publicly said, I want to get this thing exactly right, he boosted Byron Leftwich for offensive coordinator
in case Canada
lost the job. So this is not a bolt of lightning, except in the historic context that they have never done it. Now, there's a first time for everything, Mike. Just last week, Buffalo fired its offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, replaced him with Joe Brady and put 32 points on the Jets, which have a good defense. The Jets do have a good defense. I'm sure Pittsburgh noticed that. Pittsburgh can't score. This is the third day I'm saying this. When we talked about the Pittsburgh-Cleveland game, I said bet the under. They can't score. Their offense averages 15 points a game. It's 28th in the league. They're 28th in the league in offensive yards. They're 31st in the league in passing yards. Kenny Pickett hasn't done anything. And you got a couple of stars like Najee Harris and George Pickens saying that the offense isn't good. So this is not unexpected to me.
No, I don't think you can say. Yeah, you know what, Tony? I think the firing is unexpected because the Steelers don't do that. They don't do that. And, you know, so, but when your offense with this coordinator goes like 21st, 24th, and 28th in three consecutive years, and you're just getting worse, and you're looking around, and Tomlin's comments are interesting because the Steelers are never, I don't know, they may be number one in yards gained, but they're not a magical offensive franchise. That's never what they've been. Even when they had Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swann, and John Stallworth, they could have spectacular plays, but they're a defensive team, and it still went to through Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer and Jerome Bettis and all these people over decades. So, Tony, I was surprised when they fired Canada. But, again, 21st, 24th, 28th, since they can't do this. And what Mike Tomlin says is, this is not your daddy's NFL. You got to be able to score touchdowns now. And, wow, Tomlin is having an awakening. I find that as surprising as the firing of Matt Canada.
There is a – they are 6-4, and they've been outgained, as you said, in every single game. It is fair to ask two questions. One is, how did they get 6 wins? And the other question is, wouldn't they have 9 if they had any sort of offense?
Yeah, maybe.
And that's why this was done. We move on. Here's a story you will love, Wilbon. Tom Brady went on to the Stephen A. show and said there's a lot of mediocrity in the NFL today. He said the coaching isn't good in terms of schemes and the development of players. He said guys like Ray Lewis, Rodney Harrison, Ronnie Lott would be flagged on every play today, and it should be the offense's responsibility to protect its players rather than just trying to regulate big hits out of the game. Wilbon, go.
Are you kidding? This is music to my ears. How many times do I text you in our 47 usual texts on average on Sunday and some on Monday morning after your podcast and say the NFL is not what it used to be? It isn't. Right. And I go to coaching first. You know, we've gone through the standings, you and I, and Uber producer Matthew Kelleher, and I said, no, this guy, no. This guy, no. This guy couldn't coach 30 years ago when the NFC East was Jimmy Johnson, Bill Parcells, Joe Gibbs, and whoever I'm leaving out. Buddy Ryan. Don't even tell me. And so, Tony, I'm glad to hear the Golden Boy say this. Another place that, and I know you don't really disagree with that. You and I go back and forth. But the place I disagree with you vehemently, and I told you this, you said, Brady, he's never said anything other than let's go. In 30 years, he's not going to be any good. And I say to you, oh, no, 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 no. Brady's going to be great because he's saved it all up for 30 years, and now he's ready to go. Pull the string and let him talk.
I understand.
Tony,
I understand.
Brady, this is gold for me, what Tom Brady said, because I agree with every word of it.
Okay. So I found out about the story just a little while ago, so I'm going to look at the notes. And my notes say this is wonderful for you because it hits all your points. Bad coaching, bad quarterbacks, too many penalties. The great thing to me in this is Tom Brady, who you ripped on this show for year after year after year, that he falls down, he just wants a call. He can't be touched. And it's Tom Brady saying, we shouldn't be touched. There shouldn't be penalties.
That's right.
So that makes me happy because now you have to love Brady more.
Yeah,
it also sounds like every old man I know. It sounds like you and it sounds like me. Because I'll just do your lines. Pitchers don't go 9 anymore. Big men aren't in the paint anymore. Safeties can't deliver big hits anymore.
They can't.
Brady is an old man.
Yes.
By modern NFL standards,
he's
46 years old. He is an old man.
Yeah.
The last point I want to make is I wish there was some specificity in this. There isn't. They're large, soft pillow balloons, as to what's wrong. But I agree with you at the moment that it makes me feel like when Brady gets in the booth, there's a real chance he will be critical.
Not a real chance.
And that would be
great. He's going to be great from moment
one. That would be great.
And by the way, specificity, he said the head coaching ain't what it used to be. How much more specific you want to get than that?
Name names. I want names.
That's more than those other guys on TV do. They don't ever criticize head coaching. Ever. I do.
It's such a wide brush.
I do.
It really is.
I criticize.
Let's take a break. Yeah, you criticize
Brandon
Bears
Staley,
coaches.
Matt Eberflus. You want me to keep
Coming
going?
Up, Kyle Kuzma, who doesn't play any defense, celebrated too soon. But did he make the cut for our turkeys of the year?
And how about this guy, Cole Reagans, and his unusual delivery? Tom Brady, put him on TV now. Put him on TV
it's so great,
right now.
Because you hated him the last
right
10
now.
Years. You said, no, oh, just, golden boy, falling
he did,
down.
Was I wrong?
Give me a call.
Pardon me. PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by Bullet, part of Happy Hour.
It's time to put our turkeys of the year on a platter. Wilbon, tell them the criteria.
No criteria, Tone.
Let's dish them out. Here we go. This is Pitt's Devin Danielson, self-striker. In the middle of a pit win, the defensive player hits himself.
That's
he flips
like
out, hits himself
for
rot, the helmet
man.
Three times.
That's crazy.
Totally crazy.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts? Grant Williams, free throw failure.
Grant.
He
I
said
love Grant.
He'd make them both.
I'll make them both.
Celtics needed one to
Oops.
Win. He missed both.
Oops.
They lose in OT.
Yeah, I like Grant Williams, but that was not a great
Vegas
moment
Vegas Viper,
him.
Wide receiver Matthew Sexton, premature celebrator. His team's down 25, and he's stripped at the goal line.
That's not turkey in here. That's dope of the year. He's got company.
Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson, premature celebrator.
Dope.
Dropped the football before crossing the line. Overturned a touchdown. You think Nick Saban's
Look at
happy
this.
With that?
He just drops it. I'm not sure he wasn't breaking the plane, though.
Washington linebacker Alfonso Tupatala, premature celebrator. He ruins a 70-yard pick six by dropping the ball on the one.
He did not break the plane. He didn't break anything.
No.
All those guys are just dopes. I love him.
Charleston Battery goalie Trey Muse, confused keeper.
Look at this.
He tries to defend the ball.
Come
he
on,
slips
man.
On
he
the
got
dirt.
Paid.
The other team scores.
He got paid, as we used to say, huh? Where's the payola? There's got to be a bag in his locker after that. Come on,
Philadelphia
now.
Flyers, Tony D'Angelo, Perry Poker. He strikes Tampa's Corey Perry in the man
zone. Oh, that's
zone.
It. You can stop.
Can't
the
do
competition's
that.
Over. That guy should be can't suspended for the rest of the season, a 4-on-1 beatdown, that's appropriate.
Tim Anderson, pugilism provoker. Ramirez slides under your boy, they jaw, they start fighting. Anderson
phantom.
Gets the worst of
he
it.
He got him right there
gets
on the chin.
Gets the worst of it.
Jaw and chin, he got him. Tim Anderson,
Virginia
gone,
Tech guard,
forgotten.
Michael Collins Jr., Duke Decker. 13 seconds to go. Collins makes a go-ahead basket. Then he
bam.
Fist pumps right into Kyle Filipowski's throat.
Accidental.
In his throat.
Accident.
What?
Not like that hockey dude, Tony
Rockies
D'Angelo.
Rockies fans and security, Acuna assaulters. Two Rockies fans get onto the field, and then
doing?
It's the Keystone Cops. This is terrible. That's awful.
What is he doing? was grabbing his leg like Jeff Van Gundy on Alonzo Mourning. What is that?
Senbari Teferi, wrong way runner. The Olympian from Ethiopia is about to win a race.
No, that's not fair.
She follows
fair.
The police escort motorcycle
that's
off the course.
That's not Turkey.
Finishes third. It is unfair.
No, she follows the unfair. Police escort. No, that's not a Turkey.
The freeze race contestant.
The D'Angelo
finish line
dude's
faller.
A Turkey.
I remember this. This was sad. The kid had it won. He choked.
Should have won. Face first.
Watch. Boom.
No. D'Angelo, the hockey player.
Australian tennis player Mark Pullman's. Match point meltdowner.
I don't remember.
He's
this.
Hitting for. Oh, he gets tossed because he hit the chair umpire when
but
he missed.
Still kind of accidental.
You're out. What a dope.
You couldn't do that 10 times out of you. You couldn't do it.
Mario Cristobal, non-kneeler. How many times will he do this and keep his job? Kneel on it.
He
33
and
seconds
Staley.
Left. You run a play, you fumble, you lose.
He and Brandon Staley.
You lose.
Yeah, they are. Dopes.
Steelers, Gunnar Olszewski, field position flubber. It's an all-pro punt returner. He should have let it go out of bounds.
Yeah, he should.
He doesn't pins him back,
you
and he gets
You can lose
cut
track of
later.
Where your feet are. It's not like the hockey dope with a stick to the nether region. That guy
Connor
suspended
Connor Stallion, sideline spire. Best story of the college football season, even better than Dion. He resigned after allegedly stealing signs. Harbaugh said he had no idea. Really? Really?
Yeah, I'm tired of that story. I really am.
Dylan Brooks or Villain Brooks,
Dylan
Ron Bader. Brooks called LeBron old, and then he punched him in a bad spot. Memphis didn't resign him. Who gets the last laugh? I hope it's LeBron.
Of course LeBron gets the last laugh. Dylan the villain.
And finally, Draymond Green, a double play. Sabonis stomper and Gobert dagger.
Yeah.
This is the best of Draymond and the worst
Lifetime
of Draymond.
Achievement.
It all runs together with Draymond.
He's like Meryl Streep. There's a nomination every single year.
Every
I think
year.
Draymond
Every
is lifetime
year.
Achievement, but that hockey player with the stick to the nether region, he is the turkey of the year, in my
the
opinion.
The saddest one is the Ethiopian woman who didn't win the race. It's not her fault. That's
no, it's
it.
Not.
That's the list, kids. Our turkeys of the year. Let's take one last break, but still to come, what is going on with LSU and Angel Reese?
Soap opera, I told you, it's irresistible. And a U.S. men's player gets the boot from last night's match against TNT. As in Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, he should have been a turkey. I mean, didn't he kick the ball out of the stadium?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Bullet Frontier Whiskey. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by Kia. Movement that inspires.
Happy time, people. Happy 79th birthday, Earl Monroe. The Hall of Fame guard played for the Bullets and Knicks in his 13-year NBA career.
Wow.
In the pros, he was called Earl the Pearl. But on the streets of Philadelphia, where he grew up, they called him Black Jesus. Monroe averaged 26.7 points a game for Big House Gaines at Winston-Salem State. He was a second overall pick by the Baltimore Bullets
in
1967. Rookie of the Year in 68, All-NBA in 69. Monroe won a championship with the Knicks in 1973. Starting five, Monroe, Walt Frazier, Willis Reed, Dave DeBuscher, Bill Bradley, all of whom are in the Hall of Fame. To me, Monroe and Pete Maravich were the most exciting guards with the ball I ever saw.
Tony, every kid who thinks he or she is a great ball handler, every one of them should be forced to sit down and watch about 10 minutes of tape of Earl Monroe. Then you'll find out what a great ball handler, a wizard, really is.
Happy anniversary, Doug Flutie. Around this day 39 years ago, with Boston College trailing Miami by 4, on the last play of a back-and-forth barn burner in the Orange Bowl, Flutie rolled to his right, uncorked a 63-yard Hail Mary that was caught by Gerard Phelan for a 47-45 BC win. Flutie outdueled Bernie Kosar, who had thrown for a school record 447 yards. 1 week later, Flutie won the Heisman. I was at that game. It's the greatest play I've ever seen. The custom was that sports writers were led down to the field in the waning seconds to make access to the locker rooms easier. I was literally standing in the end zone with Miami SID Carl Schmidt when that pass was caught. Schmidt, boom, went down to the ground.
Tony, I'm so jealous. You were at this game. You bigfooted me. You were in Florida on vacation. I was pulled off this assignment. I missed that play, and now I'm left with my greatest play ever seen in person, Tyson Holyfield ear bite. Does that qualify?
Yeah.
Is that in the running? Is that high on your list?
That's in the running. That's not on my list. I wasn't there. You bigfooted me out of it. Happy trails to another game for Angel Reese. The LSU All-American and most outstanding player in the NCAA tournament last season missed their second consecutive game last night, a 106-47 cruise past Texas Southern. Reese was benched by Coach Kim Mulkey for the second half of a win over Kent State. She hasn't played since. Mulkey has provided no timetable for Reese's return. LSU will play two games in the Cayman Islands this weekend. When Mulkey was asked if she had decided whether Reese will make the trip, she said, and I'm quoting here, "If I have, I wouldn't tell you. You're not entitled to that information," unquote. Reese wrote on social media, quote, "Please don't believe everything you read," unquote. Seriously, what is going on here?
You're not even, this isn't even the juiciest part by a thousand miles. But what's sort of cool and is unfortunate right now is that Angel Reese is a big enough star that we can talk about Angel Reese and have people paying attention every day for a while. But she's a big star. Yeah. At some point, LSU's going to need her back in that lineup at some point.
We're running out of show and we go to the big finish.
Let's
the NFL suspended Kareem Jackson for four games after he lowered his helmet on his hit of Josh Dobbs on Sunday. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was a bit much until you realize it's the third play he was in coming off a two-game suspension. So, you know, Bill Belichick says he's told all his quarterbacks to be ready to go Sunday against the G-men. Does that make sense to you?
If you can't beat the New York Giants, as Washington has proven, get out of the league.
Man.
Get out. Sergiño Dest got red carded in last night's loss to Trinidad and Tobago. Your reaction?
He was a maniac, and his teammates were trying to basically shove him out of the building. They lost the game 2-1 to U.S., but advanced on the aggregate. Padres hired Mike Schilt as their new manager. Is he a good hire?
He was good in St. Louis. That's a troubled team, though. It's hard to manage them. Last one, men's college hoops from Hawaii. Tennessee, Purdue, and Kansas, Marquette. Pick one.
Torn between Kansas and Marquette, but Purdue I'm rooting for. Absolutely.
Let me unfurl this flag here as I have this turkey hat on. We're out of time, kids. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We are off until Monday, so happy Thanksgiving, knuckleheads. And remember, sweet potato pie, not pumpkin pie. I mean, seriously, grow up.
I don't like either. I like apple pie.
And now,
and I think all kids should wear this hat.
Regardless of what kind of pie
you're
eating.
Everybody buy the hat.